President Donald Trump's administration warned IU and 59 other schools this month that they would face consequences if they don't protect Jewish students. As the Trump administration threatens to withhold federal funding over anti-Semitism, Aubrey Wright reports how Indiana University is caught in the turmoil.
In a typical faculty council meeting, Provost Rahul Srivastav is delivering standard remarks about IU Bloomington.
First, thank you all for joining us today.
But about 10 protesters carrying banners and wearing keffiyehs dash behind the provost. The silent protesters are quickly escorted out by an IU police officer. The signs say, "Disclose, divest, resign Rahul," and IU has blood on its hands.
I want to begin by congratulating and welcoming our new chancellor to IU Bloomington, David Reingold.
Like other universities around the country, IU's community has seen protests and arrests since October 7th, 2023. Groups such as the IU Divestment Coalition continue to organize for Palestine, calling on IU leaders to resign and cut ties with Israel. Many protests come from the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. Last year, state police arrested dozens of IU community members during a months-long protest in Dunmeadow. Meanwhile, some Jewish students report they're afraid on campus.
Some of these protests, like, I'm scared, and someone needs to be like, hey, cut it out.
To IU senior Rachel Applefield, the campus Jewish community is passive. She says she still sees anti-Semitism, even when her non-Jewish friends don't.
If you're looking for it, you'll see it.
Trump's administration is threatening to withhold funding in the name of fighting anti-Semitism by cracking down on protesters. Schools using federal funds are obligated to protect all students. Notably, the Trump administration has cut $400 million from Columbia University after large protests for Palestine. And some foreign students in the country legally have been arrested. Applefield says despite IU's problems, it's better than other schools.
Like I was saying, like comparing it to Columbia, we're not really close to it, so I don't necessarily see it happening unless things escalate.
Rabbi Levi Kunin says he works with thousands of Jewish students. It's a vibrant, strong community that's deeply connected to Israel.
In my personal view, I think that Indiana University did a great job handling and protecting the rights of those that were being harassed, harmed, and discriminated against.
He says any serious incident directed at Jewish students or other minorities should be looked into.
A free speech is designed in order that there should be a free flow of ideas, and free speech is not there to harass, harm, or intimidate people based on their race, nationality, or religion.
As Columbia leadership tries to appease the federal government and reclaim the funding, some worry about the precedent it sets. Some IU Jewish professors, such as Jeffrey C. Isaac, are concerned that the government's actions will chill free speech.
It's very disturbing to us that it's being justified as a way of defending Jewish people, defending us.
Last spring, IU leaders received widespread criticism for suspending the advisor of the Palestine Solidarity Committee, canceling a Palestinian artist's exhibition, and trying to stop protesters in Dunmeadow. Isaac hopes it will be different this year.
You know, the mistakes of the past don't need to be repeated.
More than 30 professors sent an open letter to Srivastav, President Pamela Whitten, and Board Chair Quinn Buckner. The professors say they don't want their names invoked to suppress free speech at IU. To Isaac, taking offense doesn't mean being harmed.
Every person who says they're afraid, we need to listen to them. But that's different than saying we need to shut down anything that disturbs them. And that's what's going on in this country now.
The university didn't respond to requests for comment. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
IU Bloomington is being investigated for a Title VI violation, but the Department of Education hasn't reached a decision yet.